The stage is therefore set for the triumph of those the mean stock lot profess to hate most of all, short sellers, who try to sniff out this sort of stuff. Nathan Anderson, founder of Hindenburg Research and a famed short seller, has already made quite a splash with an investigation into what he alleges is widespread fraud and market manipulation at the Adani Group, an enormous Indian conglomerate, which strongly denies the claims. What then is left of the retail era? Individual traders are more important than they used to be, even if they are far from the peak of their powers. In 2019, the retail share of stock trading volumes hovered at around 15%. Then, in the first quarter of 2021, it peaked at 24%. This figure understated the true power of retail investors. Exclude market makers, who stand in the middle of most trades, and retail traders made up about half of volumes, with institutional investors accounting for the rest. Although retail traders' share fell to an average of 18% in 2022, or around one-third excluding market makers, this is still above where things started. When the stock market rallies, it is faddish favourites like GameStop and Tesla leading the charge. Perhaps what will endure longest, though, is the levity. Investing is normally a serious business, but even as the hold-on-for-dear-life gang let go of their treasures and rethink their old grudges, their influence is still felt. There are already plenty of Hindenburg versus Adani memes on Wall Street Bets, the Reddit forum where it all began. These echo the ones made about Melvin versus GameStop 2 years ago, with a small difference. This time, Mr. Anderson, the short seller, is the hero.